That was a failure. Radio. Yo, y'all in here, yo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, ho. The intro. Hold on, man. We can't start the show without the intro. Let's get it, man.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops. Bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on. Sit back and relax. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in because we're covering all games. Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
That feels much better.
Yeah.
Can't get by
without this. All right, grown man gaming. Who's the mathematical person that keeps the calendar dates? What episode is it?
18.
18.
Oh my gooey!
Oh my gooey!
But we got Shakedown 2012 coming onto the show as soon as he gets situated, so he will be here. Also, of course, we got Patty Mac. And my back hurts. What's going on? We in here. It's been a crazy, what, like 6 weeks just with the game and stuff?
Yeah, it definitely has. Definitely a lot of news dropping on the new systems and all that type of shit.
Some good, you know, some not so good. And with the way
some
things are today.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
There's no point in even saying not that good. It's just fucking stupid.
Right, people generally going to focus on the bullshit. So yeah. With that being said, the first thing that I was looking at, well, here's the positive thing. No, let's be negative. Can we be negative?
Yeah, let's be negative as fuck.
Let's not be negative to the Xbox just for like 10 minutes. The GameStop is a point.
I'm Irish. We're born negative. We're ginger and pissy. We get sunburned in a fucking 40-watt lamp.
GameStop is reportedly pulling the Wii U.
The Wii U, the fucking punching bag of gaming.
The Wii U basic, though. You know what I'm saying?
I thought all Wii U's were basic.
Apparently, I don't know. But, no, remember I told you the dude sent me the picture. He said the Wii U was about as relevant as the McDonald's Happy Meal toy, though.
There you go.
That shit. Well, even if you're a Wii U fan, like you can't tell me that's not classic shit right there. That shit was hilarious.
That's funny as shit right there.
The first slice of bread.
Right. That was they call that shit the heel.
Yeah, the heel of the loaf, dude.
Nobody wants the heel, but yeah, that's unfortunate. It's just another blow here. I'm trying to screenshot something for a Shakedown here. Let me get this pulled open. So what are y'all thoughts? I mean, have y'all even touched the Wii? Like, I ain't even get the experience or that's
nah.
What you want to call it. Not at all?
No. I had a Wii, but I was never interested in the Wii U. Because the first thing I heard about the Wii U was this controller that would allow you to play when you're away from your TV because of the screen in it and shit. So, like, all people were talking about was, oh, this is great. You can go for a shit and still keep playing your game. I'm like, wow. That's the market these people are trying to get at. That's just fucking crazy. And to
right.
be honest, I mean, that's the market that it was going to be used for. Because, like, what other practical use is there? Oh, I'm going to go make a sandwich, but I'm going to still keep killing zombies and shit. What? That's fucked up.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just... See, I don't want the person that's doing that on my squad. If we killing zombies and you online, you motherfucking... You making sandwiches and we getting fucked up by zombies and you eating?
if you can't take some time out to go have a sandwich, then you shouldn't fucking... You know, you shouldn't need to bring some shit with you. If you need a sandwich that bad, turn the shit off. Pause it, you know? Back to it
right.
In 10 minutes.
Hell yeah. On the serious side, yo, you ever be going ham on Call of Duty and you got a piss and it's like, yo, I gotta make a decision. Like, I could just potentially really like piss on myself, like, because God forbid you got to pee like that and you get killed in rage, like you really might just pee,
make it a little squirt.
Not a little squirt, cause it should be a flood.
Just a little drop there. That's all it takes. That motherfucking little drop come out. You ready? Like, oh my god.
You never do your laundry and you had that little yellow pee stain. You're like, man, am I getting old or what?
Right.
From your fucking bitch.
Hell yeah. So that's like, can I go to the bathroom or just stay here and damn near pee on myself? But I'm going to hell for you two.
Fucking fabric softener bottles in the room and shit. My dad used to talk about that shit. He said, if you ever get sick, always make sure you keep your fabric softener bottles and you can keep them at the side of the bed so you can piss in them instead of having to get up. So, you know, I got that shit all set up. I'm good to go.
So you got a piss, like, station just ready.
Yo, if needs must, you know?
That's just crazy. In the middle of the night. You'd be so sleepy, but you got to piss. It's like, man, I'm going back to sleep. You just try to avoid peeing and shit. But, the good thing about urine, no, let's get off the goddamn.
never recover from.
Yeah, yeah. We Shake, he's like working on it right now, so he will be here. The one of the good things about E3 was there's two. I want to save the second one from when Shake gets here. Well, really not. How about this? No, fuck, Aaron, what did you have? Aaron, you bring in what do you want to talk about real quick before we, because these are all good topics.
Yeah, the topic I found was this week that was hilarious. It really don't really have nothing to do with nothing, for real. But there's a company in Canada that, I don't know if the right word is contracted, but they contracted a landfill in New Mexico to go hunt up old E.T. Atari games.
Hey,
like, they paid this landfill company to dig through their landfill trying to find this game.
What is the reason? I didn't actually read all of the article. I read that and I thought, really? That's just fucking Canadian. But like, what is the purpose? Is there one specific game and they're trying to fucking sell this shit on Pawn Stars or something for fucking like $50,000 or what? Why are they doing this?
They might put that shit on eBay, yo.
Yeah, from what I gather, there's like a huge like cult following for that game. So I mean, and they're rare. So if you find one, people will probably pay top dollar. But I'll be damned if I'm going to be digging through a goddamn landfill to find an Atari game.
But like top dollar, right? Let's put it out here. How much are you willing to spend? Say you're a complete fucking psycho nut about your video games. How much are you willing to spend for a rare fucking limited edition, only 10 in the world game? It sure as fuck, in my opinion, it sure as fuck not enough to fucking contract a landfill site.
Well, actually, now that you mentioned that, Patty, and you mentioned Pawn Stars a few seconds ago, I was watching an episode of Pawn Stars, and this guy brought in an old Nintendo Entertainment System game that was played at like some type of, like their version of the eSports nowadays, but like people would gather and play competitions on this game, and it was gold-plated, and they bought that shit for $30,000.
I mean, it don't surprise me.
Yo, I'll be back in like 20 minutes. I'm getting into my attic. See what the fuck I've got.
Right. speaking of fucking dumbass eBay, I know it's totally unrelated, but like there's this dude, I swear to God, no bullshit. 2 weeks ago, this dude tried to auction off his spot in heaven, yo, and somebody bid 150.
What?
I swear to God, he said he was auctioning off his place in heaven. And that if the person bought it, that he would make sure he didn't sin, you know what I'm saying, throughout his life to mess up their, you know what I mean, their spot in the land. I swear to God, bro. And the bids was going up. I swear to goodness, yo. Look the shit up. I swear to God,
I mean,
yo.
That shit's actually better, because I was going to say about whenever, was it MW3 was coming out? Some dude took a screenshot of what the case was going to look like, you know, the actual paper part of the case. And he put it on eBay that he was selling this, but all the listing said was MW3. So like people started bidding on this, but when you went into the description, he said this is only the cover. There is no attached. There was bids of like $1,200-$1,300 on this shit to get it like a month early.
And it was the case.
It was just the case, and it wasn't even.
Well, so how much did somebody end up paying for it though?
Yo, the last time that I saw it was at like $1,395 or something like that. And I just thought, give up the human race at that stage. I just thought, nah, I don't want to live here no more.
Yo, that is ridiculous, yo. That's why you get free. But then red, and I still got fake controllers in the fucking mail or from eBay.
Yeah, you
motherfucker
did.
Sold me. Yeah, remember? Because matter of fact, I think we was right. This was right before the show started.
Yeah.
I was, you know, we always get Skype before we get on the call. And remember, I was trying to play, and I'm clicking. My motherfucking soldier ain't even do nothing. I'm like trying to sprint. He's just standing there. I'm like, okay. So we gonna see you gonna sell me some fake shit.
You had a belligerent soldier. That motherfucker wasn't
right.
Doing anything.
Yeah, like, I mean,
the dude refunded you, but just told you to keep the controllers as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
That just was how bad that shit was. He knew that shit was fucking dodgy as shit.
I can't believe he refunded you though. That's amazing to me.
I mean, you know what it was though. People like. Give us his email or his goddamn eBay. We're gonna spam. I said, no, y'all ain't gotta do that. But I'm like, you know what? I sent him a nice message, and I'm like, look, I ain't even gonna give you a bad rating or nothing, because I'm assuming that you didn't know about this. I'm like, you probably just reselling them or whatever. So I put the link in the message and everything. I said everything about this goddamn controller is fitting here. You know, so I'm gonna need to be refunded, or it's gonna be hell to pay. I give you 24 hours. I tried to come on.
You gotta know mafia.
Just
shit.
Money, fucking thug life.
Right.
Giving the fucking mafia shit, son. I give you 24 hours.
Or there'll be a fucking horse head in your bed.
Right.
That was real.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Nah, I told you I'm still about to take these back to GameStop, and I'm, you know what I mean. I told you I'm about you do is you buy something new.
Yeah.
Like let's say you got a laptop and your shit broke. Then you buy a new one, you get the receipt, and then you take the broke joint back with the receipt. That's what I'm going to do with the controllers. But one of the dudes that works at the GameStop closest to me watches my video, and he commented on the video like, you know what I mean, don't even bring that shit to East Liberty.
That's got to be the worst right there.
Hell yeah, I was burnt. So I was like, you know, let me take this over to the suburbs somewhere. Probably worked in. But, we having Shake's having a little bit of difficulty getting in. Oh, my man right here. What the hell? It's always amazing to see, like, the group that people put you in when they tweet and commentators. Like, they'll be like, will you guys play with me? And they don't have me. They don't have, like, Chris Move. It's like, goddamn, we ain't even in the same ballpark, bro. Goddamn. You know what I mean? You tweet million sub dudes and shit. That stuff is crazy.
Yeah, but they put me in there with the guys that don't even have channels.
I know. Right. Shit. All right. So, I mean, what else, Aaron? You had other stuff. So, that first thing, they was really trying to. That ET game, I think that was literally rated the worst game ever, though. I'm not sure all the way, but I know it was.
Well, that's what that article said. It was. It says the article said it was highly regarded as the worst game ever or something like that.
Highly regarded, though.
Yeah.
Give it a special spot in hell.
Highly regarded, though. So what I mean, so what else did you have? What else you want to go through real quick?
Well, since I'm an Xbox guy, and I'll go through the controller thing. It's basically saying they released some information on the new Xbox One controller. It was just basically saying that it's going to be more reactive. Like, let me read through this. It's the LEDs that's going to communicate with the console and the Kinect, which makes the syncing the devices a simple task. Let's see. It will have a low power state, which is basically saying, like, you set your controller down, it's going to go into sleep mode. And then the audio delivery is supposed to be better, which I was reading through that, and I'm like, well, reading the title of the article, it sounded cool. But then I'm just reading that, and I'm like, what the fuck? So that's more whack shit that Xbox One is coming out with.
Yeah.
Or, like, they're trying to hype up their shit to make it seem better, but, like, if you actually read the article, you're like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, it said something in the article about how the new sound system will be clearer than speaking on a telephone. But, you know, if I fucking plug in a headset and this shit buzzes, it's not like a fucking telephone. they need to get their shit together with the fucking the headset money first. Because I mean, I have a SCUF controller, but it doesn't matter that it's a SCUF controller. If you have any wired controller with the Xbox, whenever you plug the jack into the bottom of the controller, if it's a wired controller, your headset will buzz, and it'll buzz like a motherfucker, and it's annoying as shit. Because if you try to record anything live, all you've got is this buzz coming in every time that you go to speak and shit. It's annoying. So I don't care how clear you make shit, unless you fucking fix that compatibility issue, there's no point. But then there's all this shit about the fucking headsets are all going to have to be brand new and stuff as well. Yeah. You were talking about last week. I mean, this shit's just making me cry. It's making me fucking emotional.
Yeah, I didn't think they would do that. I mean, I understand that there needs to be changes made, but like they're just trying to shut us down, and that you can't really let them get away with that type of stuff.
Nah.
The other thing is the headsets is expensive. Headsets ain't no. Yeah. I mean, you could get you a stereo headset, but like it's going. Those are the ones that usually break within a week or let's say 3 weeks. I've had two, and it's just the same thing.
Really?
Like they broke.
Yeah. I guess I've been fortunate then, because I've had this same headset for let's see, probably 4 years now.
Yeah, but it's
that's because you pay for the higher end one. Not that it's the highest end one, but you pay for a higher end one. You got the 5.1 surround sound Tritons, but before those 720s, you had the Triton 180s and the 360s. I bought 180s for my first headset, and them things came apart. Like, if you really want a decent headset for real, like you're gonna have to spend between $120 and $300. Now, everybody don't got $300. Like, $130 was right around my ballpark. So, I went ahead and I spent, like, $130 on my headset. But, like, if you're going to get a headset, don't get the $80 one. Because you will definitely regret it. Like, if you get it, I suggest getting a warranty. Because it's just... Even down to Turtle Beaches, it's definitely like that, too. Like, the first Turtle Beaches. I don't know the model numbers or whatever.
I've had one set of Turtle Beaches, and I had them for 2 days, and I gave them to my brother. I'm like, "Here, you can have this. Happy birthday!"
How long did it take before they broke though?
Oh, he never uses it. He never uses shit like that.
Right.
I had the same bag I gave it to him.
I screwed my cousin over so badly because I had these X31s for about a year, and then I decided I was going to get the Tritons. So I said to my cousin, if you give me $30 for them, you can have them. So that's like $50. I'd only paid like, I think, $50 for them. So I paid $75 roughly for them. And he was going to give me $50 back. And then he said, "Oh, I feel bad about that. That's nowhere near is that enough money for a headset." It's fine. It's okay. I've had them a year. They're secondhand. He's like, no. I got to give you more. So he ended up giving me like $45. So I only made a £5 loss over the course of a year. And those fucking things, ate batteries. Man, I couldn't keep enough AAA batteries in the fucking house for them things.
The AAA?
Yeah.
Yeah, them is the batteries I never have. Every time I need batteries in a AAA, I never have them, yo.
Well, what do y'all, because I have the ones that don't need batteries. Do you recommend
Right, yeah,
that?
I mean, mine don't, but like I needed something for my razor, because you're not shaved. My head or whatever, and I'm like, God damn, that's my goddamn. I got the exquisite head shaver, you know what I mean, with the extra essential oils and all that shit. Man, I went to turn it on because it vibrates if you turn it on. My fucking batteries ran out. I'm like, man, I can't even do it. AAA. I'm like, I'm tired of this shit, and they're expensive as hell too. It's like them watch batteries, man.
Yeah,
but I think Shake's in here. Shake, you in here?
Yeah, I'm in here.
What's going on, hey, man?
Yo, what up?
What's going on, Coach
Jay? We had a little difficulty trying to get him in the Google chat joint, but
we always having some kind of difficulty.
Yeah, it's retarded, man. So I said we gotta start doing this on Google Hangout, but we'll talk about that at some point. Well, we ain't hit the good topics yet, so we had to wait till you got in here, because I know like you that you're.
It sounds much clearer through my computer. That's why I tried to come in through the computer, but
yeah,
it's all good.
All right. So, what were features actually with the Xbox that y'all were saying? Because I didn't see anything specifically that was great. I mean, the funny thing with anything was that they're going to continue to make you buy batteries for a next gen headset or a controller. Which is retarded, and make you buy a battery pack. Like, they keep doing little slick shit to get us to spend extra money. You got Kinect and all this.
You know, sooner or later, they're going to bring it out that it can only be a Microsoft battery that you can use. So you can't go and buy Duracell or fucking any of those other things. It has to be a Microsoft battery so that they're getting even more fucking money. Or the battery pack won't be chargeable. It'll have to be just a battery pack that you just fucking disposable and you throw it away, and you have to have like fucking three of them for $5, and you have to fucking, they only last like 25 minutes each and shit. That's what it feels like, you know what I mean? It's like every fucking thing that they could charge money for, that's what they're trying to charge money for.
Right. I mean, listen, and I got this article right here, and I quote, it says, from a Microsoft guy, "We will kill Sony at E3.
They're not doing a very good job of that right now. I'll say that.
Yeah. Unless they bring some machetes and fucking machine guns with them to the launch at E3 on Monday, they're not doing shit. They're not killing anyone.
So Shake, let's get your take on the Xbox current situation, whether it's the reveal or plans, because a lot of dudes is not happy with what they're seeing so far. We still got E3 though.
I don't even refer to it as the Xbox or the Xbox One. I think you're referring to the Cable Box One. I think that's what you're talking about.
Hell yeah. I saw someone tweet that earlier.
That was perhaps the biggest fail in you know, reveal gaming history. I think Microsoft is, you know, they have a history of getting involved as far as the gaming is concerned. I think their initial intention was to get into the gaming field itself just to make money.
Right.
They had a good developer, a good publisher. They said, "Hey, let's make a console so we can put this game out," and Halo was born. You know, and then they tried to ride that gravy train, and here they are. They found a way to stifle cash out of your pocket for all of last generation, mainly because they had, you know, a party chap and a dope controller. And now it's like it's clear as day, you know, that they're solely in this whole gaming thing to make money. You know, they're not here to make games. They appear to be that, you know, for that to be the case, but that's not their true intention.
Yeah, exactly. I'll
agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, and I keep telling you, these are the dudes, we were saying this earlier. Now, people forget, these are the dudes that made Windows 8. So, like, when you think about it, they don't do stuff to, you know what I mean, for actual consumers. And we mentioned before, like, it's one thing if customers don't like something and they basically stand together against the company. They doing the opposite. Yeah, the company, like, standing against its consumers. Like, let's put up all these barriers. Let's put this and let's do that. And then with that reveal, it's like, forget all the people that's been playing Xbox 360. We're going to show all the people that don't play this what we can do. But, like, nobody that's not a hardcore gamer is watching a conference like that to begin with. So I don't know whose idea that was.
I want to chime in on that reveal.
Yeah.
Real quick. You know, the thing that shocked me the most about that whole reveal wasn't necessarily that they only spoke about things that, you know, to them, a broad audience, you know, Joe Schmo customer would be interested in. You know, it's not just that they just talked about TV and other non-gaming related material. The thing that bothered me the most was that this was already predicted back at the end of February. You know, early March, people were saying, I mean, I tuned into Rev3 Games and Adam Sessler, and they were saying this back then, that Microsoft, everything that was leaked about Microsoft was that they're going to present to us a media center, and that their main focus at this point is not necessarily video games. It also showed roughly around April, I mean, also at that time, they actually pushed, I mean, they literally pushed this reveal back to answer Sony, and this is what they came up with. And so now a lot of the big, you see, here's the thing, I'm not a fanboy, and that's why I think it gets under certain people's skin, because they assume that because I play Xbox and then I played the 360 and I've pretty much only played 360 this whole generation, but I'm a Xbox guy. But see, I'm just not a fanboy, and when I, you know, I tell it like it is. You know, the point is, when they did this reveal, you know, it was clear as day. They even said it recently that it was aimed at social. They wanted an entire media. This whole reveal was for a media, like it was for, what did they call it? Not social media, but they wanted just the broad media aspect of it. They wanted everybody else to see it. You know, not
right.
necessarily the gamers. And that's why I think that, you know, and another thing is that gamers are just too smart now. You know, we see through all the BS. And for everybody to fall back on E3, that was really crazy to me, because people were, oh, it's the first part of a two-part series, a two-part reveal. Is they're going to do better at E3? Well, I'm like, it's possible that some people are just not reading the material that's out there. But they were 6 months behind on the majority of the games that they're going to reveal at E3. And those 15 IPs that they're talking about, a vast majority of those are on the arcade and they're Kinect-based games.
Right, exactly.
You know, so I got to say, I mean, the list of the games that they're going to show at E3 was already out. It's been leaked by so many sources, and people have been talking about Rise and Respawn, MechWarrior games. What convinced Respawn to go in that direction?
I got that on the list. Yep, I got that on the
topic.
We'll
talk about
list.
That later. I'm just saying, as far as the reveal is concerned, this reveal was not aimed at any gamer. And the crazy thing is that it did appear on, you know, it went across the, you know, across the U.S. At a time when most people are, you know, are at work and they're not able to tune in. And so really the hardcore gamers are the ones that are going to tune in. So that it just leaves too much speculation on what their target market was, you know?
Right. And, I mean, people, yeah. Like, I'm not a fanboy either. I just, all my people that I play with that I've been playing with for years end up being PlayStation dudes, and that's why I play it. I know the Xbox 360 online shit's on PlayStation, and I'll say it. But you got some people, they won't
mainstream
call the
media.
State.
That's what I meant to say. They targeted that for mainstream media. They came out recently and said, "This our reveal was for the mainstream media," because really what they're trying to do at the end of the day is convince mainstream media that, hey, we have a console, a device, that we're going to basically try to stick in every living room for every American, you know, pretty much only Americans and Europeans, because they don't really advertise their console in Japan. And it's not that Japanese won't buy their console, they just choose not to advertise or try to sell in Japan. But at the end of the day, they said they wanted mainstream media, and the reason for this is because they want to prove to mainstream media that you can advertise Sprite, Coca-Cola, Mickey D's, you can advertise clothing, music, all this stuff on our interface, and our you know, average consumer or our average gamer or person, whoever's using our console, is going to definitely see those advertisements, and they're going to buy into whatever you're doing. We have ourselves a way to reach the masses better than anyone else. We're going to stick this into your living room to watch cable, play video games, and guess what? You know, advertise everything under the sun that's not even gaming related.
Right, that was the thing, and I mean, I don't know what y'all thoughts are, but I think at this point, what we heard was been confirmed. Like, even if their E3 presentation is like the greatest gaming presentation of exclusives and all that, at the end of the day, there's just still this stuff about the console that's unfair. I mean, it might not always be online, but you have to connect your Xbox to the internet every 24 hours to play your games. You gotta, like I said, if you got a headset that you already have, they're making it so that you can only get the headsets that they approve. So the headsets we all have now, the standard ones that work for almost all the consoles, that won't work. The whole block and use games thing. There being additional things that you have to buy that they didn't tell you in the reveal was also my issues. Like, you're misleading people. All this stuff together.
They left the door open on that too. I mean, there's too many unanswered questions. And so what that means is that PlayStation 4, for example, they're going into E3 with peace of mind. You know, all they have to do is show games, and they can talk a little bit more about what they're... It's funny, because the moment everybody was, like, jumping down Xbox's throat, Microsoft's throat, saying, oh, man, y'all don't support used games, and then, like, eventually, like, people were saying, well, don't worry, it's going to be on E3, so they'll talk about it at E3, and so they always had something to fall back on. And then when that wasn't working, when people were, well, we already know their game in lineup. They got Rise, a Kinect game. They got, you know, some MechWarrior game from Respawn. They got Doodle Jump that they're going to bring out. There's no Halo. There's no Gears. There's a couple of... There's Quantum Break. I mean,
yeah,
sorry. These
yeah.
are not titles that people
yeah.
are excited about. But at the end of the day, they're like, okay, you know, we're don't worry, you know, PlayStation hasn't said anything either, so let's jump down PlayStation's throat. So,
right.
You know, it was crazy.
Yeah. Just before we got on the show and stuff, I was saying to Chase and to Aaron that unless Xbox can come out on Monday at E3 and give a list of exclusive games for that console only, that actually is sexy and makes you want to play the damn thing, I'm probably done with it. Because when you look at some of the stuff coming out on, not that they're exclusives, but coming out for PS4, you're getting some fucking awesome games. And if the PS4 is going to be a much more game-centered console, they're obviously going to run better, look better. So why not take them on that? So unless Microsoft really does come up with something impressive at E3, I think they've fucking shot themselves in the foot. Basically, what it seems they're trying to do is they're trying to fuck everybody without having to cuddle afterwards.
Yeah.
it's sad that, you know, we all have to come to this realization that Xbox... In this regard, I'm speaking for gamers. Like my brother, for example, he only plays games once in a while. Like he used to be a big gamer, but now he plays them once in a while, and he loves his NFL package. He watches NFL Red Zone on Dish. I think it's Dish Network is what he has, or DirecTV, one of the two. And he watches Red Zone, and he loves football. So, and for him, you know, his wife likes to connect, and he plays with it with his kid. But when you talk about hardcore gamers, the core of your fan base that's going to buy your game and tell a friend to buy that game or buy the console, you know, it's like they didn't even try to – it's like they slapped us in the face.
Yeah.
Again, there was way too many wide-open doors that were just – I mean, questions that were never answered. Kinect always has to be on. It's watching you while you're on your couch chilling with your lady. You know,
yeah, that's fucked up.
And I find that a little creepy, you know.
Yeah, like, I haven't even told my girlfriend that shit, because otherwise I would never be allowed a console. You know, that they
some people are referring to it as like some form of draconian influence where they're just
like,
you know,
Skynet.
Like Skynet, they're trying to send information back. I mean, who knows? My thing is, you know, if I try to block, I don't want to know that when I turn on my console and I'm sitting down chilling, and I got my daughter running around, I don't want to feel like something's watching me. There's no peace of mind. And
right.
then it was rumored that if you have too many people in a room, more than six people, the Kinect will charge you more for the game you're playing simply because there's more people. I'm like, the thing is, that sounds so outlandish that it can't be true. And every time I say that, it ends up being true. And that's why it's so like, you know, Xbox, Microsoft, they have a lot to answer in just one category, the Kinect Eye itself.
Exactly.
Is that prophecy, yeah? We have a caller who's been on hold for like 10 minutes. I'm going to get him in here, see what happens, see. Yo,
but on that. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Let's see if he answers. Prophecy, you there, dude?
Yo!
There he is.
What is up, dude?
What's going on, dude? You've been on hold for like 10 minutes listening to us. What do you think?
Actually, I don't even know what the hell y'all talking about. I was going down a while ago. Oh, P-Real.
I think, to key him in real quick, you know, we were just talking about what Xbox has to talk about.
Did you cover the cable box shit?
Yeah, we did that. We
oh,
just
okay.
I mean, it's really like this center, like what do you expect at E3? I mean, because like I said, the stuff I'm reading is number one, there's a quote on this article that just stood out more than anything else. That said, Xbox One will surprise the world during E3.
Xbox One will be released on E3, day after E3.
No, it said, we will kill Sony at E3, which is like, you can't do that. Like,
oh, they showing it.
One thing about Microsoft that everybody needs to remember is that they will carpet bomb the hell out of all of us come the holidays and come time to purchase the console. They will carpet bomb us with all kinds of advertisements that are definitely going to try to persuade us into buying the console. All I'm saying is they have four questions to answer. Does that Kinect always need to be on, and is it always blocking me? Is it operational without the Kinect, being on at all times?
They said it was always going to be on. Kinect always
right.
Going to be on.
But I'm just saying, like, they need to. The thing is, there's a lot of people that are still wanting to hear that come out their mouths instead of
right.
an article. You know, we need to hear this on stage, confirm it, explain it. They can't dodge it, you know, and you can't leave the consumers, your hardcore fan base, sketchy on this. You can't leave them thinking and wondering. You have to confirm these answers. Does the console have to always be on every 24 hours? I said, that's the same thing as always online. And really what that is an authentication, authorization thing where they, you know, they're going to make sure that you are who you are when you're playing this console as some form of way to fight the piracy that goes on. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, that's not something I'm excited about.
I'm not excited
to like my console
needs
to be on.
Y'all talking about that?
What about
Like the games don't transfer over?
Yeah. We hit that. I mean, this is like well-known stuff. I have another article here that's just like every time, this is what Shake was saying, like every time you hear something, you're like, man, they not going to do that. And then they do this shit.
Yeah.
So this interview right here, the title says, Microsoft canceling one-on-one interviews with Xbox executives at E3. And then below that is a list of tweets from Xbox executives. One of them says, Microsoft canceled my one-on-one interviews with Xbox. Microsoft canceled interviews so that the press can't ask them questions at E3. Like, who does shit like that? Basically, the medium that would be used for them to answer the questions that they're not going to actually try to do during the presentation has now been taken away because of, I guess, what happened at the end of the reveal was there were people asking them all the questions that we're asking, and then they had to answer them, and then they immediately tweeted out the responses from them. So now they're trying to do away with that by not doing one-on-ones with people, with Xbox executives. What the hell is that?
I think Shay said it best. I mean, I remember we talked about this, was it last week or the week before that, and we said, I didn't even actually hear Shake say this. I think Backer said he said it on Twitter, but you remember how he was talking about, like, the threes?
I call it the third console curse.
It's the third console curse. At that point in time, in any one of the developers' careers, they get to a point where they're a little cocky because of the previous generation, their second console. It's kind of like your first album is all right and people thought it was pretty cool. And so they anticipate your second album being crazy. And so your second album ends up outselling your first one. And then on your third album, you're not hungry no more. And you're more just trying to talk about money and stupid shit. And then it bombs. Look at Sega. You had Sega Master System, Sega Genesis. And then their real third console was the Sega Saturn. And not Sega CD. Those are just all attachments. The Sega Saturn bombed. You know, Nintendo, a lot of people were saying, Nintendo N64 and what was the other one?
GameCube.
Not GameCube. It was the one before that.
NES, Super Nintendo, and then 64 was the third one.
Nintendo 64. Now, everybody
but Nintendo 64 was way
Nintendo 64 had the analog. It actually was the first console with the analog. It had a little analog thing in the middle of the control. And a lot of people think, like, when I talk about the third console curse, it's not just about whether or not it sold well. They sold well, especially with a lot of their own first-party games. You know what I mean? But the real problem with N64 was everybody moved on to CD. And they said,
right.
No, we are sticking with cartridge. If you want to make a game for us, it's going to be on a cartridge. And guess what? We're charging you a lot of money to make games on our console. We want a, you know, we want a big piece of that. And all the developers hated Nintendo. They hated them. You know what I'm saying? Even though the console sold well, you know, it sold well in those terms, but every developer, so it's either you alienate the developers or you alienate the consumers. You know, so
but
the
thing
game.
About that, but that so, though, is Nintendo had like Nintendo 64 is arguably one of the best consoles like ever.
Well,
yeah,
yeah.
But you feel what I'm saying? What I'm referring to is it still falls under the curse because at that point in time, they got to a point where they were so cocky, and they stuck with cartridges. And here's what happened: the console sold well, the consumer loved Nintendo. But the developers, the only people that was making games for Nintendo that was really doing well for the console was the Mario games and the whole
Rare company.
Rare, first party.
So, you know, at the same time, you know, it was a case. And ever since then, Nintendo has been struggling to build back that rapport with developers. You know,
well,
people look at the Wii U and they're like, yeah, no, they say the Wii did good. Keep in mind, that gimmick of the nunchucks and all of that kind of stuff that got Granddad out of the chair to play in front of the TV. What happened a couple of years down the road?
Yeah, people
you know, Daddy said, look, kids, I'm trying to watch the game. You know, y'all dancing in front of the goddamn TV. Take your ass upstairs. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see none of this anymore.
Yo, I don't know whether somebody from Microsoft is watching or listening to the show, but I've literally just got an email. Let me read you the title of this. Xbox One, How It Games. If you love gaming, this one's for you. Xbox One was built by gamers for gamers. The perfect balance of power and performance. Xbox One takes gaming to a whole new level. Stunning realism, advanced AI that adapts to the play, and a new generation of multiplayer that is both smarter and faster.
Yo, is your Kinect going, yo?
Nah, dude, that shit's inside a fucking different room. Xbox One is the best gaming console we've ever made.
Yeah, that's
you
somebody's
know, I want Xbox to succeed because, you know, competition breeds success.
Exactly.
It breeds ingenuity,
yeah.
It breeds innovation.
Right.
And so I look at it like...
PlayStation's going to do better because of that.
Oh, yeah, the PlayStation...
Xbox didn't have much room to grow from. I mean, Xbox...
I think there's always room to grow. The thing is,
no, I'm not saying there's not room to grow. I'm talking about like the super innovative, you know, things to really add. I mean, because everything that's so far the Xbox that they're adding is stuff that's
what
already.
What they don't understand, what I think Microsoft doesn't understand is, and see, what Microsoft is trying to do is they're trying to create a Trojan horse. That a lot of other consoles, you know, like the PlayStation did before, and like other consoles have done before. When PlayStation first came, with PlayStation 2, they came out with a DVD player, and so that's why everybody bought. A PlayStation 2, and so here comes Microsoft, and they're like, okay, you know, our Trojan horse this time is going to be the Kinect and the cable box situation. You know, the Wii came with the nunchucks, and then Microsoft said, hey, let's copy that. Let's come up with some crap that we can dance in front of the TV with. And all of this stuff, you know, they came out with the Illumi Room. I expect to see Illumi Rooms crap all over E3. I really do. But the whole point is, these are gimmicks. And when you have a gimmick, a Trojan horse, like they're trying to sneak to the consumer, like, hey, if you get this console, this is what else you could do with it, you know? It doesn't really fly well this generation coming around. Because, you know, to be honest with you, yeah, I mean, you're saying to people that you're trying to create, like what Nintendo did with the Wii U. They created a whole new consumer base, a whole new fan base of people that didn't even know that they would like to dance in front of their TV. You know what I'm saying? And it worked out great for a short time. Eventually, people just got tired of it, and they just, you don't see people with Wiis anymore playing around with nunchucks and stuff. They came out with the Wii U, and it's vomit. You know what I'm saying? When you look at Microsoft, what they're trying to do, they're trying to give you something that they feel that you will soon enough, like soon down the road, like they're assuming that this is something you're going to catch on to and that this is what you're going to learn to love. But nobody's asking for this shit.
Nobody.
If, you know, ain't though, nobody asking
like,
for that.
From this standpoint, it's actually smart because, again, like you referenced Nintendo 64, how everybody around that time, they weren't ready to move on to CDs. But then eventually it was nothing but CDs. And if I dare somebody to come out with a proposition. Oh, cool.
Let me say this though. It all boils down to me which one's going to be cheaper. To be honest, I don't give two shits.
Yeah, well, you won't even buy yourself a cheeseburger, you malnourished motherfucker.
I mean, you won't even get a computer. You talking about getting a new system?
No. Yeah, but that's a long story. But I'm saying the whole reason I was a PlayStation guy, but the reason I went to Xbox is because it was like $400 or $200 cheaper.
Yeah, Xbox came out PlayStation came out like $599.
I think the safer statement. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that was the whole reason I became an Xbox player and from the PS player because it was way cheaper. You know what I'm saying? Now that
yeah,
I'm grown up,
like
I got
rent.
A bunch of my money way
straight up. That was rent on PlayStation.
Yeah,
like,
it's going to be similar. It's going to be around $399 for both, is what I'm reading. So keep that in mind.
But you know why?
Oh, really?
I don't mind PlayStation 3 like the way it was. Is again, it was the cheapest Blu-ray player out at the time that it came out. Every other Blu-ray player out around that time was $900 to $1,000. So you got a nice Blu-ray player plus you get to play video games. So I didn't like to find it. Like, don't get me wrong, I didn't buy it right away just because, like you said, it was too expensive. But based around that time, it was a smart buy.
Well, so let me add on to this though. Is that going to factor into any of y'all's decision making? The price?
What?
If it's
price?
Way different. Yeah,
it's not the price for me. It's just I just feel disrespected that somebody would try to basically tell me what I'm going to do with the game that I paid $60 for. If I want to, if your girl might be a gamer, if she wants to play on her account, then she's going to have to pay fucking almost the full price for a fee of a game that you paid money for. Like, they've already done that with the music stuff and the file sharing. And told us we can't share files.
I actually saw something just a couple of minutes ago. I was flicking through some articles, and Eurogamer has found out, or they've found somewhere, that the companies are going to have to pay the unlock fee. So the likes of GameStop are going to have to pay it so that they can sell it on. So it's going to be the companies who want to sell the game are going to have to pay the unlock fee.
It's not good. You're still going to pay for it because they're going to add that to the price of the game.
Yeah,
they're going to add that to the game.
Exactly.
The way they do it like that.
Yeah, so people are going to be like, oh, that's cool. At least we don't have to pay it. But,
but they
you
don't
still
do.
I mean,
like I said, game prices are going to go up for the next
system.
No, you still have to pay.
Game prices will be $70 when the next systems come out. Special editions will be like $160, $170.
But then the used game price is the thing. Like, the used market is it's huge. I mean, it's as big as the console. Like, they're not remembering that. And we said this before, you become a fan a lot of times from borrowing games from somebody else.
Yep.
From stuff like that. Or, I was in GameStop and there's this game and it's $20. It's like, you know what, this looks cool. You know, you pick up the case, you're like, all right, and then you grab it and it was used. And then, damn, next year you in line at midnight waiting for that same game that you didn't know about last year, but because you liked it and you ended up getting it just because it was cheaper and used, they're forgetting about that whole group of people. Like,
they're
going
to
sell
get rid
the
of
game.
It, though.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody got no $70.
They're trying to cut out the middleman, to be real with you. That's really what they're trying to do.
They're going to shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah, it's going to fuck them up.
You know, truthfully... You know, truthfully, when you look at Steam, you know, Steam is already kind of gravitated over to that, the PC gamers, and they're trying to throw that at us now, saying, you know, PC, look how PC gamers have adapted to it.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with this whole thing is that being a console gamer, you have the luxury of, and it's not even about the used games for me or borrowing games, it's just that I have the ability to sell games. Like, I could just sell a game or give it it away, you know, say, you know, my brother wants to play with it, like, here, you can have it, you know, stuff like that. The freedom, the peace of mind that I used to have with my gaming, you know, is kind of dwindling away. And even if that is the way of the future, you know what I'm saying, I don't think that they have the right to force it down our throats, you know, on day one. Maybe as you gradually do it, you know, as we buy the consoles, some games start coming out on digital. Yeah. I mean, digital, some games come out digital. Like, it'll be the day when Call of Duty comes out and it's only digital, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, this is the time, this is when it's, you know, we've moved on to that stage, you know.
What's the smart thing PlayStation does? It's like, they have it, like, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you can play a game, like, the full version of that game for, like, I think it's like an hour.
No, the games are free, just straight free.
Yeah, right. But I'm talking about the actual games that you can actually play that are new. Like, you can play God of War Ascension for an hour, the actual game, the multiplayer and the campaign, and that will help determine whether or not you want to buy the game.
Right.
So if they were to do something like that, I could see that becoming a major thing, more or less, in the near future, as opposed to just straight out cutting the middleman. Because if you have a whole hour to play a random game that you might think is interesting, that'll base you, you know, you'll want to buy the game off of that.
Yeah, and Steam price is as low as fuck. Like, if they're going to do that, then no use game thing, but you're going to sell a game, you know, that's only 6 to 8 weeks old for $20, then that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Because I have no problem with that. You know, you'll spend that on GameFly memberships and stuff like that. But they're not going to do that. We're talking about Microsoft. They're comparing themselves and to the PC players in that market, but they're not going to hit people with the same ridiculous sale. I mean, I looked at some of those Steam sales because my cousin's a PC dude, and I'm like, yo, this, what the, some of the games are so cheap. I'm sitting over here like, damn, should I maybe just start?
You off.
Yeah, should I just start going PC? I mean, because it's ridiculous.
As a gamer, it'll piss you the hell off. I bought the new Batman game for $5, and it was only like four months old, and I was pissed because I had bought it on Xbox.
Yeah, if you sell games digitally, you cut out all the costs for the shipping and the CD. You cut out a lot of costs, you know, the unnecessary costs. So the games in general should drop in price. And a lot of people are saying if they do go full digital, it'll be beneficial to the gaming community because we'll get games for cheaper. My thing is, that's fine. It's just when you go next generation and you don't really clarify whether or not your used games are going to be, you know, then you start talking about fees, rumors come around. They let things spin out of control and let the fan bases let everybody feel like they were alienated. So Microsoft, they didn't do a good job of clarifying some of these major questions. And now we have to read articles and find out from the CEO of marketing and distribution over in company from Microsoft says this, and you know, and it gets to the point where you're not necessarily sure, and that confusion is enough for me to say, hey, I'm not interested, you know. But
you
the guy that earlier that said, yeah, go ahead.
I said, you wonder with all this bad publicity that they're getting, will they like push the system back and like really try to
They can't afford to.
I can see them like making a massive update and getting rid of adding some of the problems.
One of the guys earlier said it really just comes down to price and which one's cheaper. Now, in the case of last generation, the console for the PlayStation 3 was between $500 and $600. You had two versions. The bigger, you know, 50 gigs was $600.
Right.
My thing is this. I think I'm going to one up that statement and just say it like this. In some people's cases, you know, when finances come into play, and maybe finances is an issue, I would say, you know, the one that's not necessarily cheaper, but that's drastically cheaper. Because if the PlayStation was $900 and the Xbox is $300, then it's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
if one
console's $400 and the other's $350, and you say, I'm going to save $50, you are not saving $50, homie.
Because at
the end of the year, you will be paying out the ass for the Microsoft Service Online. Yep. You'll also be paying whatever subsidized. If you have to get a subsidized version, you will be paying on a monthly service, on a monthly. You know, you'll be paying on a monthly package. And on top of all of that, you got to get yourself another control, a couple games, a headset. That $50 is gone. You know what I'm saying? Instantly. So, you know, you're not saving much. Now, if you said, oh, you know, if the PlayStation is $500 and the Xbox is $350, then I hear you if you feel like, man, I don't know if I could cough up that.
But even then, if you're paying $350 for, you know, based off that logic, you're paying $350 for a new Xbox. Like you said, you're going to spend about another $100 plus just to get everything to go around with it. So it is going to be the same price, really.
In the long run, I have spent, I did the math a couple of days ago. It was somewhere crazy. Like, if I consider how much my Xbox really has cost me, the fact that I had to replace it a couple times, the fact that I had to, pay for this membership online. And mind you, the gold membership, I don't know what it's advertised as now, but when Xbox first was, you know, advertising the gold membership, it said on the card, if, you know, the regular membership, I don't even remember what it was. It was like bronze or silver.
For 7 bucks.
Right. But then the gold membership always said, you know, for online gaming, if you wanted to go online and game. And PlayStation was never charging for that, you know. And you can't say, oh, well, the servers for Microsoft are better, the hit detection is better. Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at Jive Turkey videos and Thunder videos and all these other dudes' videos, and they're playing on PlayStation. It doesn't seem like the hit detection is any different. So I don't think that's the case.
I think that's just Xbox fanboys giving
PlayStation. I don't know. I think the frame rate, there's definitely evidence of frame rate drops below 60 frames per second on PlayStation, on Call of Duty games. The other games,
I don't
have problems.
The difference between lag and frame rate, and that's the biggest problem.
Right.
They get them confused. Frame rate
it's frame rate.
Call of Duty games on PlayStation, the frame rate is definitely a lot slower. I doubt
it's
60. But when you look at a game like Uncharted, it's better. You know what I mean? Like, I think Sony focuses on their games, the systems games. What am I trying to say? The word I'm trying
exclusives.
Another major thing that I saw a problem with the reveal, if we're still on that topic, was that when they talked about cable boxes, when they talked about how much TV you could watch on it, I don't subscribe to cable. I just have the internet. I have the highest speed internet in my area. I also watch Netflix and Hulu.
I have regular
TV, and it gets all the digital channels in. It gets everything in HD. When I watch, like, basketball, I typically go out the house. I go to sports bars to watch the basketball games. And it doesn't matter. The Super Bowl, I get that on ABC anyway. And I get the NBA Finals on ABC. So it's like, you know, I watch all my games out and about with friends. So cable's really not a big thing for me. You know, for them to advertise cable and TV so much, I was like, what about the people out there that don't have the cable that you have a contract with that's going to be able to use use those advantages with that console? And there's some people out there that don't have. They have Time Warner. Until they get contracts with all these different companies, you know, there's going to be some people out there that are assed out. What about people that have satellite from, you know, what is the other one? AT&T, Vios, and what is those other ones? Like, there's so many
Comcast,
people and satellite companies.
Comcast,
DirecTV, Dish Network.
I know they have a contract with I believe,
they gotta
Comcast
have
in Bright House.
Yeah, they got one with Comcast, because the box looks like a Comcast box.
But you have some people out there that have satellite, and they, you know, it doesn't work the same. They have to actually have a contract with those companies in order to, you know, to use those cable features. And so I'm like, all right, so here's a guy like me. I don't have cable. What do those features really do for me then?
Right.
So now you're trying to tell me that I need to buy cable in order to enjoy the extra features that whole first portion of their two-part, you know, reveal series is, you know, I need to buy cable in order to enjoy that. So that's, again, this is just another turnoff. You know, that's like the fourth turnoff.
There's too many games, cons, and not enough pros, though.
We got 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds left in the show. We can do like an after show on Skype. But we are almost out of time, live at least.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I agree with the guy earlier. I'm just going to say this real fast. The guy earlier that said it's going to come down to the games. Even if both consoles were even and equal, it would still come down to the games. And PlayStation right now, Infamous, Killzone, Drive Club, Beatdown, Gran Turismo, all those PC games they're dropping, Free to Play, Warframe, Blacklight, Retribution, Planet Side 2,
oh,
DC Universe,
can't forget Diablo.
It's over. Yeah, it's
Diablo's
over.
Coming
yeah,
to PlayStation.
I mean, Xbox has a lot of explaining to do.
Right. All right, so let's go ahead and wrap it up. I'm going to jump on Skype. Anybody want to hop in, talk about this this Respawn Entertainment game?
Yeah, yeah, just hit me up.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be on
here.
All
right.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on here.
All right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Peace, guys.
Thanks a lot, man. Peace.